loves, good morning and happy new week. So on today's conversation, we'll be talking about the creative process. And so I begin. The creative process is a dance between the inner and the outer, the unconscious and conscious mind, dreaming and doing, solitary reflection and active collaboration. According to psychologists, it is inspiration and generation, you know, coming up with ideas and bringing them to life. The creative process is the evolution of an idea into its final form through a progression of thoughts and actions. It involves critical thinking and problem-solving skills. And these are the following processes. It begins with preparation, gathering of information and materials. This is often an internal process, thinking deeply to generate and engage with ideas, as well as an external one, going out into the world to gather data. The second step is the magic step. This is where all the magic happens. Here you let the ideas marinate into your subconscious. As ideas slowly simmer, the work deepens and new connections are formed. Also, you take your mind off the problem and do something else that excites you or energizes you. Take a nap, listen to good music, take a walk, anything at all. While the conscious mind wanders, the unconscious engages in taking diverse ideas and influences new ways to bring them together. Einstein called it combinatory play. The third step is what I call the Eureka moment. It hits you like a bolt of lightning. Insights pop up from the deeper layers of the mind and break through to conscious awareness. Seemingly out of nowhere, the solution presents itself. This is that aha moment when it hits you. Finally, whatever ideas and insights arose in stage 3 are fleshed out and developed in the final stage. This is the writer's final draft, the artist's finished piece, the musician's live performance. The satisfaction of a job well done after this stage makes all the hours of hard work worth it. Of course, this stage doesn't always play out in such an orderly linear fashion, but it can offer a roadmap of sorts for our own creative journey. It can help you become more aware of where you are at in your own process. And when the process gets a little too messy, coming back to this framework can help you realign. I hope you learned something from today's conversation. Please share and then send me a message concerning what you learned from today's conversation. I really love you to get your act in order as you go through this again. Thank you so much for staying with me. I love you guys.